البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we continue inshallah with Ramadan Q&A, and today we'll start speaking inshallah about the most important night of the whole year, Laylatul Qadr. And the virtue of Laylatul Qadr, the virtue of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The first question of today, ما منزلة العشر الأواخر من رمضان? What is the virtue? Or what are the virtues of the last 10 nights of Ramadan? Ibn Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى, he said, العشر الأواخر من رمضانه من رمضان هي أفضل شهر رمضان. He said the last 10 nights of Ramadan, or the last 10 days of Ramadan, are the best 10 days of Ramadan. He said that's why the Prophet ﷺ used to specify it with i'tikaf, seeking Laylatul Qadr, which is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And he said from their virtues, or the virtue of the 10 days of Ramadan, the last 10 days, is that Laylatul Qadr is within these days. As Allah Azza wa Jalla stated, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. The night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months. And remind the brothers and sisters in Islam, especially those who cannot do i'tikaf and spend their entire nights in qiyam and ibadah, we remind you of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his hadith, من قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرف كتب له قيام ليلة قيام ليلة. When a person prays with the Imam until he finishes his prayers, yani you pray Isha up until Witr, until he finishes the Witr, until the Imam finishes, it will be written for the person who prayed with the Imam the prayers of an entire night. Now, knowing the importance of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, or the 10 days of Ramadan, what is recommended for you to do? If you can do i'tikaf, Alhamdulillah. If you cannot, look at the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where Aisha, she said, كان رسول الله كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخلت العشر شد مئزرة وأحيا ليلة وأيقظ أهله. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would reach the last 10 nights of Ramadan, he would tie his mi'zar and he would stay up praying the nights, and he would wake his family up for قيام الليل, for praying. So الشوكاني رحمه الله تعالى, he said, فيه دليل على مشروعية الحرص على مداومة القيام في العشر الأواخر من رمضان وإحيائها بالعبادة واعتزال النساء وأمر الأهل بالاستكثار من الطاعة فيها. He said in this hadith is a دليل that in the last 10 nights of Ramadan a person should continue to pray the nights every single night to revive these nights and make it vibrant with ibadah, with worship, to refrain from intimacy with his spouse, as the Prophet ﷺ would tie his mi'zar, yani referring to him not being intimate with his wife during these nights, and to command your family to increase in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you recommended to do ghusl or to yani put perfume on and beautify yourself on the night of Ramadan, yani before coming to the masjid? This is only for the brothers, not for the sisters. You're not allowed to put perfumes outside the house. If an ummahram smells your scent of perfume, then it is a sin upon you. And this is equivalent to committing zina as per the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. طيب, there is a narration that Anas bin Malik, Anas the companions rahimahullah ta'ala, on the 24th of night of Ramadan, when the 24th of Ramadan reaches, he would make ghusl, would put perfume on, he would beautify or wear the best of his clothes until the morning comes, yani when he does qiyam and ibadah. In general, Allah Azza wa Jal commands you and he says, خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد, yani Allah Azza wa Jal commands you to yani wear the best of your clothes and beautify yourself when coming to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Again, this is for the masjid and for the brothers only. The sisters are required to cover up, to be modest and not to reveal any of their awrah and not to cause temptation, especially when coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب, why did Laylatul Qadr, yani subhanallah, why is Laylatul Qadr called by that name? Why was it given the name of Layl Qadr, the night of power or the night of decree? الطبري رحمه الله تعالى, he said, وهي ليلة الحكم التي يقضي الله فيها قضاء السنة. He said, this is the night of decree where Allah عز وجل decides and reveals the decree of the following year. نعم. And this is where Allah عز وجل commands his angels with what they are going to implement from Allah's decree for the following year. النحاس رحمه الله تعالى, he said, فأما تسميتها بليلة القدر فهي قولان. He said, the name of Laylat al-Qadr, the scholars have two opinions about where the name came from. One opinion, he said, أحدهما أنها ليلة الجلالة والتعظيم. The first opinion is that it is the night of glory and glorification. As when you say لفلان القدر, يعني a person has a qadr, which is a great virtue and a great status. So as in this night has a great status and a great virtue, that's why it's called Laylat al-Qadr. The other opinion is أنها سميت ليلة القدر, ليلة القدر لأنها تقدر فيها آجال العباد وأرزاقهم. They said because during that night it's called Laylat al-Qadr. The other opinion is because this night is the night where the decree and the provisions of the slaves of Allah are decreed on that night. So we have two opinions. Firstly, the night of glory. Secondly, because it's the night where Allah Azza wa Jal decrees what is going to happen in the following year, Wallahu A'lam. In which month Laylat al-Qadr exists? Now we agree that according to the Quran, we know Allah Azza wa Jal revealed it in Ramadan. As Allah said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month where Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Quran. And Allah said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Allah revealed the Quran on the night of Qadr. So night Qadr, Laylat al-Qadr, is during the month of Ramadan. Where exactly? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically said, إِلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. Seek Laylat al-Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Ibn Muflih رحمه الله تعالى, he said, وَهِيَ مُخْتَصَّةٌ بِالْعَشْرِ الْأَخِيرِ مِنْهُ عِنْدَ أَحْمَدٍ وَأَكْثَرِ الْعُلَمَاءِ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ. الله تعالى أعلم, وصلى الله على نبينا محمد, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.